Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Hello, chickens. It's the fabulous Adam Richard. The rest of my homo homies are not here. They're probably asleep because we're in the middle of the comedy festival in Melbourne. We're performing at the Vicks Bar Victoria Hotel. That is in Little Collins Street in Melbourne, just behind the Town Hall. 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights. If you're in town, we'd love to see you. Tickets at ticketmaster.com.au or at comedyfestival.com.au, or you can just follow the links at talkingpuffy.com.au. How many websites do you need, people? Because we are so stupidly busy doing that, I have cobbled together a very special comedy festival Puffcast. These are some interviews we did, an interrogation and a chat about a show that we did that we intended to put in various Puffcasts throughout the month of April during the comedy festival. But, you know, due to unforeseen circumstances, they've, you know, fallen by the wayside. So here they are, all in one lump. We've got Cal Wilson, who actually is allowed to speak out loud this time, not just baaing and pig noises and typing into Twitter. That was confusing. This is the actual voice of Cal Wilson. Also, Nath Valvo, who is our work experience bottom whisperer, talking about his show. And just so Sydney Siders don't feel left out, we have our Gen Y spy, Reese Nicholson, who's not doing a show in the comedy festival, but you can probably see him at the comedy store any weekend of the year. He is he's suffered a devastating loss. Someone took his iPhone. It's awful. That is our very special comedy festival edition of the Puffcast. We hope you enjoy it, and I do apologise for some jokes about Delta Goodrum and Brian McFadden, which make it sound like they're still together when we all know they're not. This may have been recorded weeks ago. All right, we'll be back with you next week with the Puffcast, where we'll be talking about some very serious topics and whether or not Toby would have sex with Tony Jones from Q&A. You know the answer's yes.
Puffcast.
Cal Wilson, are you are you sitting comfortably in the interrogation chamber?
Yes. Very comfortable with some unusual nodules.
Yes. Oh, really?
It's a pleasure to be talking with you this time, as opposed to communicating via the medium of sheep.
Yes.
Yes, as well. And also quite appropriately, I've just spent the last 20 minutes chasing a naked man around my house.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's only two, though.
Okay.
He wouldn't put his nappy on. But
well, that just shows how advanced he is if he can use Gaydar at that age.
Yeah.
He's a prodigy.
Oh, dear me. Now, Cal, should we get the pleasantries out of the way? Are you doing a show for the comedy festival?
I am.
Tell us.
What's it called?
It's called The Great Intender, and it's about procrastinating. And it's on at the Vicks Bar and the Victoria Hotel. And each night I try and find the biggest procrastinator in the room, whether it's me, because I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Someone in the audience.
Right. Well, we are also on at the Vicks Bar doing Talking Puffy at 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights.
So if you come into your show on a Sunday morning and there's three fags passed out underneath the stage moaning softly, then that's us.
Just carry on.
Just
do the show, step over us.
Sweep up and move along.
Just bring some Mortine and maybe some Dettol and just carry on.
Excellent. I'll treat you as my big gay drunken beanbag.
Yeah.
Not for the first time.
No.
Now, we are going to interrogate you.
Yes.
We have some interrogatory questions. All right. Mm. So are you ready?
All right.
Insert dramatic music here. Let's start off easy. Let's start with an easy one. Cal Wilson, which village person are you?
I am the Indian because I love a big headdress.
Ah, yes.
I would have made it with my own glue gun. I would have done a better job than he did on his, frankly.
Yeah.
It did get a little ropey towards the end, the headdress, didn't it? There were like sort of magpie feathers and bits of hair.
Bits missing.
But if you'd made it, Kelly, it wouldn't have been feathers. It would have been like doll's arms. And
It would have had flashing lights, and it would have had probably a sheep noise. And
because you do a lot of craft, don't you? You're like mad for gluing shit together.
Oh, yes.
I love gluing shit to shit. It's my favourite thing.
Didn't you just do like an art exhibition of your glue gun business?
Shit. Yes, it's on at the Footscray Community Art Centre, and it's called A Tiny Exhibition of Shiny Things, and it's exactly what it says.
Oh, wow.
and all my old show posters. So you get to see me in all my incarnations of long brunette hair and no top. Poster. And a little blonde haircut, and I look like Tintin.
Yes.
That's right. I feel like Captain Haddock most of the time myself. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, he was hot. I feel like him too.
Oh, really?
Oh, sorry. Not that one.
It's the polar neck and the pipe, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
I'll be your fisherman friend.
Now, question two for the interrogation. You move in certain circles. Has a gaybo or lesbot ever written you a fan letter? Have you, what's your stock like in the community?
I think gay people seem to like me, I believe. My favourite thing ever was, you know, the Top Twins.
Yes.
The Kiwi icon yodeling lesbian twins. They came and saw me once in a show. I was playing Alice in Wonderland, and Linda Top came up to me afterwards and went, "Just so you know, all the girls want to fuck Alice."
That is so disturbing on so many levels. Oh, yes, you can go down my rabbit hole.
All the girls want to fuck out. Alice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was overwhelmed and flattered and a little bit frightened.
Yeah, that's a bit terrifying.
Now, listen, this is an opportunity for you. This is sort of a question with a question. Is there anything about gay world, homosexuality, that we can clear up for you? Is there any nagging doubts or questions in your mind?
Why?
This is your chance. Yes.
Well, you already established, Kylie. You've explained that to me.
Yes.
Yeah. In detail, and I get that now. Why do we fall in love with you?
Oh, ladies.
God. Why do the little nerdy teenage girls, of which I was one, why is our gaydar so wonky that the only boys we ever fall in love with have boyfriends?
Did you have your heart broken as a teenager?
Not broken, but I did spend an hour and a half at a party trying to pick up a guy before I realised he had his arm around another man's neck and was playing with his ear.
You've really got to work on your social cues.
Well, yeah, I think we've pretty much established now why that happens, Cal.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to parties in a blindfold, then that sort of stuff is going to happen.
I was doing my best and he just wasn't responding. I think Patrick was just going more and more, "Oh, look, I'm going to have to make this more obvious. I'm going to have to get into your trousers for him to actually notice that."
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
So it was like having full-on anal in front of her, and you were like, "So do you want to get a drink sometime?"
Didn't that guy stop bumming you off? Do you want to go out for dinner?
Yeah. A lot of room on that couch. You don't have to sit so close to it.
I think it's because it's, you know, we're non-threatening. And up to a certain age, women are only attracted to men that won't penetrate them. Because it's like, you know, they're kind of technically scared of it.
There's a certain class of person that attracts girls who have a fear of cock.
Yeah.
That sort of have that transition in between ponies and actual men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Like the Bieber or Adam Hills. You know, that sort of thing, you know?
That's why so many teenage girls are obsessed with Josh Thomas.
That's right.
Yes.
not an actual penis.
No, he's got a Ken doll mound.
Do you think that in our own little hearts too that we go, "But I might be the girl that's just boyish enough and androgynous enough to make him go, oh, well, all right, just this once."
Yes.
And that's why gay guys hit on straight tradies all the time.
Yeah.
The mirror image.
Yes.
We're all desperately hopeful.
Yes.
I love the optimism.
But it's true. Whether you're a gay man or a straight woman, you always want more what you can't have.
Yeah.
Like there's that kind of, "Oh, you're taboo. I won't be able to get you, so you're so attractive."
Yeah. Oh.
Or is it
to you, serial killer.
Or maybe you didn't get enough love as a child, Cal, and you're just like, you know, "I just need men who've rejected me before they've met me."
Yeah.
I think it's probably just the scared of cock thing. I think it's probably one.
There's your comedy festival show next week. Cal Wilson is scared of cock.
It's all right. I got over it. Aversion therapy.
Yeah.
Now this might actually lead into the next question, Kel.
Okay.
What are you going to confess on your special Oprah episode? When you're invited on, what will be your great revelation?
Yeah.
All right. My great revelation will be my first love.
Oh. Yes.
The first people that I had a crush on, my first crush was Basil Brush.
Bum!
My second crush was Mr. Spock.
Oh, wow.
And my third was Frankenfurter.
Oh, see, I can understand the Frankenfurter.
Yeah. No, I see what's going on here, Cal. This is your love of the glue gun. All of those people have things adhered to them with glue.
That's really insightful, like Adam.
Spock had his stuck on ears.
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm
going to
think about this. You're absolutely right.
Were you sniffing glue at that age?
Basil Brush. What was it about Basil Brush that made you go,
were you like practicing signing your married name, Cal Brush?
Yeah.
Cal Brush.
Like, you know. See, I think it's this attraction to gay men. You saw something with a man's hand up its ass, and you went, that's for me.
Look, Scott, gay men is a step up. At least they're human.
Yeah.
Like, at least they're alive. It's not like Cal is going out to dinner with a sock anymore.
Yeah.
I love your, but like, you've vacillated from vast extremes. Like, Basil Brush, who would laugh at anything, smacking his head on the desk, to Mr. Spock, who's emotionally shut down, and then off to a transvestite.
Put them together and they are my ideal man.
It's like a porno version of Michael Bentine's potty tie.
Yes.
Your ideal man is an emotionally unavailable transvestite puppet.
Your ideal man is Mr. Spock in women's underwear with a big tail.
Oh, I can't wait to tell my husband. He's going to be so pleased. Good description of him, actually. And then Cal got divorced.
All right, final question, and we've left the biggest one to last. Mm-hmm. It's the elephant in the room, so let's just answer it. Beyonce or Gaga?
Oh, look, I'd like to say Lady Gaga, but really I have to say Beyonce, because Gaga just needs to cheer up.
Yeah. She does. She's very earnest, isn't she?
Oh, she's so earnest. Look, you're dressing in meat. At least look like you're enjoying it.
See, I thought you would have liked Gaga because she's mad for a glue gun.
She does like gluing shit onto
it. At least when I've glued something together, I'm happy about it.
Imagine what you could glue onto Gaga, Cal.
Everything. I could glue Beyonce onto Gaga.
Gaga yay. That's great. If you liked it, then you should have put a meat bikini on it.
Oh, God. Cal Wilson, that has been hilarious fun.
Oh, yes.
I'm spent.
Oh, my. That was exhausting.
Yes.
Go and have a lie down and cuddle some under things. Sew a googly eye onto something.
Go and get my genuine Basil Brush that I have sitting on the sideboard.
Oh my God. A little bit of, yeah.
It's a bit splayed. That's the only disturbing thing about him. His legs go out at right angles.
Oh,
really?
I'm not saying anything.
No,
I'm not saying anything.
Just put Digby to bed and go, it's mummy's time now, Digby.
Come out, brush me.
Thank you, Cal.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. Bye, my lovely.
Sausages. Can you see my lovely sausages?
Poofcast. Well, we are once again joined in Talking Poofy headquarters.
HQ.
On Skull Island.
Yeah.
By Nate Velvo. Hello, darling.
Hey,
how
boys.
Hi, Nathan.
Sorry, ladies.
Ladies. Now, should we get this out of the way? Because it's going to become annoying later. You're doing a show in the Comedy Festival. Details on the website.
Is this going to take long?
Talkingpoofy.com.au.
I love the way that you say details on the website, yet you still plug your own website there.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
No, that's because I work at a radio station. That's how we do it.
Oh, my God.
Very smart.
But no, we've got a link to your Comedy Festival.
That's good. I appreciate that. Thank
and
you.
And if you click on it, then you can buy a ticket.
You can, yes.
Very easy.
What is the show? What is it? Because you did a show in Midsummer. Sell out, smash success.
Yes.
About fag hacks.
Yes.
Gasworks. There's seven seats in the room. But it's still sold out.
Yeah.
Sell out's a sell out. Doesn't matter.
And it was about fag hacks, so I'm guessing there was a lot of black in the audience. Was everyone dressed in black?
Yep. Couldn't figure out which one was the stage.
Yeah.
But hey. If you want more of that at the Comedy Festival.
Curtain goes down, show continues.
Yes.
So it's a different show.
Well, the show's called People That Annoy Me.
Right.
So
right.
Not just fag hacks.
As, exactly. Instead of doing a whole hour on one group, I'm dividing it evenly.
Sharing
so love. So who do you hack?
Oh, the list can go on for quite a while.
Oh, right. So
I thought what I could do with you guys is name some people that are on my list.
Right.
You tell me what annoys them about what annoys you about them.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I'll tell you what annoys me about them. Mm. But you won't.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, right.
You won't, because it'll ruin the comedy. Yeah.
I've listened to your podcast. Is there anyone you like?
Yes, well, Michaela Bannis.
Yeah.
We do like her.
Okay.
She can stay.
And the three of us.
Oh, no.
And you at a pinch.
No, I like Toby.
That's pretty much. Oh, okay, okay. Really?
I quite like you two. I can't stand that third faggot.
Oh, Wes. What a fucking tiresome bitch she is.
No, the uptight fucking private
Toby.
He can fuck off. Jesus Christ. If he didn't own the van, you wouldn't invite him, would you?
He's like the drummer of the group.
His dad works for the record company.
Yeah,
that's why he's there.
Yeah, so keep your voice down, Ringo.
All right. So
okay.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah,
all right. This is just some people on my list. Alan. Alan DeGeneres.
Alan
DeGeneres.
Look, I mostly like Ellen. I just wish she'd stop fucking dancing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay.
Right.
So here we go. There's two things annoying me about her. One, you can't be that happy without cock in your life.
Good point.
Right? You are not that happy if you're not getting cock.
I've met Portia de Rossi. She's got a massive stomach.
Yeah.
She's got a huge clit. secondly, Ellen does this weird thing at the start of every episode where she dances very cruelly with someone in a wheelchair in the front row.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about? And they're like, bitch, I can't dance to Beyonce, let alone dance with you. Like, come on.
Stop flaunting your working legs at me.
No one else noticed that. Whatever. All right. Secondly.
Maybe she's just used to like watching Degrassi, where everyone would dance with people in wheelchairs. She just figures that's how it works.
Well, it doesn't. Right. Okay, here we go. Packed to the rafters.
See, I've never watched it.
It's the most annoying show on television by far. When that girl died, everyone cried. I said, one down, nine to go.
Do you
know watch Packed to the Rafters?
I have watched it and I really like it.
No family does that. No family come home from work and hug and talk about their day and
that's
cry.
Why I like it, because they're all lovely people and I think Rebecca Gibney would keep an immaculate house. Okay. And Ben is respectful to his parents and is a lovely young man.
Wow.
And not an outrageous cock jockey in real life.
Oh, really?
I like it even more now.
Yeah.
The scandal.
He went to NIDA, aren't they all?
They all are at some point. I think it's about halfway through second year.
That is a huge headline. I'm adding rafters to the With the Sound Down list now. Oh, yes.
You have a list?
Oh, yeah. I've got a list of things that are better to watch with the sound down. Okay. Yeah, rafters. Silent. Twilight. Silent.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to
Home and Away.
Twilight.
Silent.
Mm.
This podcast.
Silent. Yeah.
Just watch the cursor move across iTunes for 33 minutes.
Just holding your breath. Not long now.
Oh, God.
Not long now. Oh, that's it. All right. That's done.
I reckon I can get two more games of solitaire in.
Oh, God. Shut up. The angry birds are going to kill the piggies now.
Oh, that's quite funny. All right. Margaret Pomerantz.
I love Margaret Pomerantz.
I can't trust
her. Well, I have to disagree with you, Adam. I really dislike Margaret Pomerantz.
Oh, Adam. Oh.
I can't trust someone's opinion. She's had to leave the cinema every 15 minutes for a ciggy. How can we trust her opinion?
Yes.
You're right.
She'd be awful to sit in a cinema with as well. It'd be like sitting next to Darth Vader.
Well, imagine sitting behind her. You couldn't see past the earrings.
I know.
You know what does annoy me about her, though, is like you can tell when she's had her HRT. Because she'll be perfectly reasonable about films for about 3 weeks, and then 1 week it'll just be like, no, David, I loved this one. And it's clearly a steaming pile of shit. And she's like, no, this one also is really good. Like,
I had chocolate while I was watching it.
I flicked myself off to this twice.
Do you know she was in Priscilla?
Yes, she was.
Was she?
Yes, she's in the movie Priscilla.
Oh, no, she wasn't the bus, was she?
No, they used the skin under her neck on the Anyway. She plays Guy Pearce's mum in
does.
A cameo.
Oh, my God.
Yes, when he comes home to pack the suitcase, she's helping him pack.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
It's Pomo.
Wow.
I love those two. They're like a couple of old drag queens at the bar at Pokies. You know?
Yeah.
One of them's like, I'm having the greatest night of my life. This is fabulous. This is great. And the other one's like this sort of grizzly old bear.
Can we go home? do we know if David's one of us?
I don't know.
No, I think he's like married. And,
He used to make porn.
What?
Sorry?
Yeah. In the 70s. He was a
pornographer.
He was a pornographer.
Like in the...
Really?
I don't think he was in them, but I think he was a producer.
Really?
Am I getting my wires crossed there?
I'm not sure that's entirely correct.
I love it, though.
Google it.
Oh, my God.
Well, he does like the European films.
He does.
Well, he's really he's against censorship and all that.
Yeah, well, whether it's correct or not, it's true for me now.
True for me.
I fucking love that.
Sure it is.
Oh, wow.
Who else is on the list?
Oh, who's on the list? Okay. This is the biggest one. This is the most annoying person for me for 2010.
Right.
Yeah. Hands down, Jessica Watson.
Oh, correct.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God.
Jessica
the one who sailed around the world
in
a boat.
The
fucking boat girl.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. She sat on her ass for 7 fucking months on a boat. Amazing views of the world. The wind moved the boat. And then she gets Young Australian of the fucking Year.
Yep.
She annoyed the shit out of me. Her parents spent all this money on the boat, none on her braces. That's all I have to say about that. And when Channel 9 did the story on her, they did this amazing montage. No montage of her shitting off the side of a boat for 7 months. Where's the footage of that, Jessica Watson? And her dad gets applauded for being all like, you know, oh, he's supporting his daughter's cause. I grew up with 2 teenage girls. The dad's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
Put her on a fucking boat, push her off Port Phillip Bay. See you in 7 months. Got my TV back, got my bathroom back. He is a genius. He knows what he's doing. Sorry.
That's fair. And that's therapeutic.
Yeah, this is very therapeutic.
And the thing that shits me about Jessica Watson is she gets up there as like this inspirational figure for teenage girls everywhere. And there's all these other teen... As if Australia is riddled with tens of thousands of teenage girls struggling with sailing around the world.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jessica Watson is so inspirational. The next time I'm late for geography class, I'm just going to remember her.
That's right.
What it must have been like going around the horn with Jessica Watson.
When I'm lying on that bed getting an abortion, I'm going to think Jessica Watson sat around the world.
In a little pink dinghy.
But really, it's not much of an achievement. What about Australian of the Year for all of those millions of fat teenagers who spent 7 months playing World of Warcraft?
Well, they were in the same room.
Exactly. They probably pooed out the window.
They probably shut into Tupperware and put it in the cupboard.
Do you know, in a similar vein?
I might have done that for about a month.
Did you label each container?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, this is awkward.
Jessica Watson can fuck off.
Oh, she can fuck right
off. Crusoe. She and Jesse Martin are going to be sitting around a bar in 10 years' time.
Going, yeah.
I could have been someone.
Yeah.
Instead, I sat in a fucking boat for 9 months.
Yeah, and I mean, they're teenagers, for Christ's sake. They just masturbated the whole time.
Exactly right.
They single-handedly sailed around the world. They just...
Oh, Jessica Watson, the wind in her sails and between her teeth.
Yeah.
Speaking of annoying girls, Taylor Swift annoys the shit out of me. Yeah. So she took this off Delta Goodrum for me. Right. Way too nice, way too innocent. Like, they just annoy me.
Oh, Delta Goodrum's not that innocent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she says cunt like a trooper. She... Come on, look at Brian McFadden. Look at Delta Goodrum.
Okay, yeah.
There's something keeping those two together, and I think it's up the bum.
You are exactly right. Like, I have mental pictures of going around to Delta Goodrum's house and just opening the fridge and being greeted by a wall of bourbon UDLs.
Yeah. See, I've just got a mental image of Brian McFadden doing her up the arse while she's singing, I was born to try.
No, she was born to push back.
Yeah.
Now, what annoys me about Taylor is, like, she writes these amazingly, incredibly honest, pop, catchy albums. And it's like, if you want me to listen to your songs, go out, do some cocaine, and show us your vag getting out of a cab.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's all I want.
Yep.
She's totally bland, isn't she? There's no grain to run against.
That's why Nikki Webster never worked. She'd done some coke and got her vag out.
Yeah.
Strawberry kisses would have been number one for weeks.
At the Olympics, when they hiked her up, if you could see him. Like, yeah, exactly.
You nearly said mutt then, didn't you? Like, you were going to say mutt.
Because she was underage when it happened. Could I get arrested for that? Can you get arrested for saying Nikki Webster's mutt?
No, talking about a seven-year-old mutt?
Yeah. If you'd said vagina, you could have been, but mutt, I think, is a safe word.
I think we're all on a list by now.
I think considering we're all screaming homosexuals have no interest in vaginas, adult or otherwise, I think it cancels itself out.
Yes, that's true.
We've got a special permit. It's one of the perks.
All right, so do any of you boys do yoga?
What? Look at us.
I
don't even eat yogurt.
You look like someone that could do yoga.
Question two, do any of you fart chocolate? Yeah. Question three, can any of you fly? Question four, do any of you live in an alternate dimension where the word Wednesday is a magic spell?
Yoga.
We do fucking yoga.
The reason I fucking ask is because yoga is the lazy man's gym. It's the lazy person's exercise. It is. You go into a room, you sit on your ass for an hour, and you're done. You've done yoga.
It's the same as circuit.
No. That's sitting on somebody else's ass.
Can I tell you something? Asking that question is as stupid as whatever publicist works for a particular... I got invited to an event, and I was given free entry. I don't have to pay.
Not an influential guy, yet still get the invite.
But I still get the invite. It was the Great Ocean Road Marathon. Oh. Now, who has taken a look at me and gone, that fat cunt can run?
Yeah.
If they said there's a Palmer at the end of it, I might go like a K.
What's happened there is someone's gone, oh, who should we invite to the Great Ocean Road Marathon? Great Ocean Road, yes, full of all those curves.
Yeah. Oh, Adam
and Richard.
No, I think they actually wanted the marathon to go around you.
Oh. I'm like a roadblock.
Yeah. he looks like he does yoga.
Yeah.
I'm not even clear what yoga is, like stretching and
it's
shit.
It's just like Pilates for poofters.
Yeah. I did go to a yoga class.
Did you go to the hot one where they turn the heat up?
Bikram yoga, where they make it like 45 degrees.
Which would actually be like being at Club A.
Yeah. Well, I actually was in the steam room at Wet on Wellington with my ankles around my head. So maybe
Scott
that
technically does yoga.
Yeah, that's called the leapfrog.
Yeah, right.
Salute to the downward facing dog.
Yeah.
So you think it's bullshit? You think people just go to the gym?
Yeah.
If you're going to do exercise.
Exactly. Yoga's bullshit. And the instructor is a pile of wank. I walked in. and the instructor said, I want you to become comfortable with the room. The room was four walls, one window, and mats. How the fuck are you supposed to get comfortable with the room? Like, walk around, go up to the light switch, come here often, go up to the windowsill, you know? And then you're like, now just sit and just breathe. Right? So I'm sitting there going,
I can do this at home.
He's like, breathe in. And breathe out. I'm like, oh, this is how you fucking do it. I've been getting this wrong for 26 years. Breathe in, breathe out. And then they ask you to meditate. And so before you start doing yoga, they say, you know, they take you to a beach and they lie you on the beach. And the whole time I'm just sitting there going, cock, 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 cock. Who the hell can, if you actually stop.
I think you misheard, they said meditate.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Not the other one.
I know, he wanted you to lie on the beach. You're in the fucking dunes, man.
I'm three fingers in already. What the hell's he going on about? Shit. So I can't meditate. So that's half of yoga is they try and calm you down, and I just can't stop thinking about cock. And so everyone,
can you take your iPod in or something and listen to Taylor Swift.
Then you can't hear them.
Oh. Well, maybe it's for the best.
And then, yes, as you've already said about the positions, they've got names for them.
Yes.
So it's like the leapfrog and the lying...
Downward-facing dog.
The downward-facing dog. Otherwise known as, I don't have enough money for the cab. You know, there's all these kinds of weird positions. And I was just like, instructor, how about you become the $30 I just paid for this and get back in my wallet? Second, if you guys do this, I'm not going to be happy. Do you check into places on Facebook?
No.
I really hate that. Have you noticed all these people start checking in? Richard has checked into IGA. Scott Brennan has checked into... And I was like, I don't care.
I do it on Scruff. but
I think it's okay if you lie.
So if you're lying about where you're checking into,
I think if you lie about checking into Fabulous, like Toby Sullivan's just checked into yoga. Yeah.
He's checked into the beach.
Yeah. Toby's checking into the beach. He's at Hungry Jack's. Yeah. See, crying face down in wedges.
The thing I don't get about that and the four square is, what have you got, crazy stalker?
I always think about that too. I always think someone's checked into four square. I'm going to go and steal your DVD player.
I know you're not at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, that really annoys me. And then Facebook give you the option. You can like it or you can comment on it. What would I have to say about you checking in to fucking IGA?
Yeah. Get me some bread.
While you're there. Facebook need to introduce that I don't give a fuck option. So we can click
that. I was thinking that. You know how you can click like you comment. Can't click bullshit.
Yeah.
And you can't click, oh my God, what makes you think anyone gives a fuck about this?
Thank you. You need to start your own website called Furious Book. you have instead of like and dislike, you have bullshit, don't give a fuck. And instead of sending invitations to events, you just send pictures of, you know, your fuck off.
Yeah. And if people check in, you can have it like don't come back button. Stay there button.
Right. So my next one is people that start a sentence with this. I had the funniest, craziest dream last night.
I don't want to hear your dream.
I don't care about your fucking dream.
Dreams
Thank
are
you.
Never interesting. They're never interesting.
They're never interesting.
Can we just bring Wes Snelling into this discussion?
Sure. Hello.
Wes. When we were in Adelaide,
yes.
Every afternoon, when she crawled out of bed, what did we hear from Cuntface Brennan?
Because as you were saying that and launching into it, all I could think of was Scott going, oh my God, I had the craziest dream last night.
I never so said weird. That phrase.
You said weird. That phrase I every not. Single I, day.
But I kept my description of the dream to one sentence. There's nothing worse than when someone goes, oh my God, well, I was in, I was in the state library and Quentin was there and there were these.
I had a crazy fucking dream about Scott going to Mars Bar and coming straight home.
Yeah.
That was pretty, obviously it was a dream.
Anyway, that really annoys me. My housemate does it to me. I've got 10 minutes in the morning before I go to work. I don't want to spend 8 of that listening to your fucking dream.
Absolutely.
Why do they think anyone cares?
No one cares about your dream.
Look, in general, I hate it.
That's why I keep it to one sentence.
But you still shared it.
Yeah, we shared everything, including fucking chlamydia. Yeah. All right?
I think it's fair to say that I object to anyone talking about themselves when I'm not involved. Oh, I've got cancer. Oh, well, what about me? I don't have cancer.
So how would you feel?
Me? You're so selfish. You and your fucking chemo and your fucking Jesus Christ. I'm right here. You never support me. You and your cancer.
Oh, wow.
Drunk girls.
Drunk girls.
Ah, yes.
I hate drunk girls. Now, they claim to be so drunk that they can't remember anything, yet they'll tell you specifically every drop of alcohol they've had in the last 8 hours.
Yes.
And they come up to me and they're like, I am just so, so drunk. I've had like 1.2 shots of vodka and I've had like one vodka cranberry and like one vodka lemonade and like 2.3 sips of beer and I've had like one pure blonde and I had like 2 citrus shots. I'm just so fucked. I don't know what I'm doing.
Actually, I'm sorry, but once again, Scott Brennan just came to mind.
It was because he said drunk girls, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so hammered. I'm at like.
Oh my God, I'm so drunk. I just had someone bum me off in the toilet.
I don't need to be drunk for that.
You know who else is a bandit for that is rapey footballers. They're always in court just going, oh no, I'm not responsible for my actions because I had, you know, 11 slabs and 25 bourbons and 27 cocktails and 4 points. Do you remember raping? No, I don't remember that.
No.
I remember the entire contents of my stomach. I don't remember drinking.
Don't remember the assault.
Do any of you people here blog?
No.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, see,
sometimes on the Talking Poofy website.
Oh, see, people who blog annoy me. Sorry, boys. It's like no one listened to what you had to say in high school. No one cares now.
Yeah. People who don't do anything and blog.
Yeah,
okay. Is annoying.
We have interesting lives that people want to hear about.
Yes.
I blog whenever I've got something that no one wants to listen to.
Yeah.
You know what happens? I'll start.
Toby blogs furiously about things that really make him angry, like, you know, the career of Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
I'll be at home and I'll be talking to my husband, Peter. Oh, Peter, this happened, and this is his catchphrase. I'll be halfway through a story, he'll just go, blog it.
So he's moved on from, is this going to take long?
To blog it.
Blog it.
Why don't you just blog it and then I don't have to hear it.
Just open your MacBook and away you go.
To get a MacBook, what are you, I'm 40 years old. It's like an
it's like a Commodore 64.
It's like an Atari.
He's got a typewriter and he has someone at the library scan it.
He posts it to Facebook. Can someone type this up?
I go into my office and get my girl to dictate it. Yeah. I'm living the madman dream.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, and finally, I want to end on this because it's a Melbourne joke. The windscreen wipers on Punt Road.
Oh, the people who come and clean your
windscreen. Just clean your windscreen wiper. It really...
Make it dirtier.
I get really nervous. Does anybody else get really... really fucking
they
nervous
They made
in
it
my
illegal.
Car.
They're not allowed to be there
They're
anymore.
There every day. And I'm just thinking, look, this is your chosen job. Well done. Yeah. Don't have to force it upon me. I don't rock up to your house and knock on your front door when you answer it, tell you a joke and then hand out my hand for money, do I?
Yeah.
You don't see prostitutes going to Flinders Street Station 8 a.m. in the morning, everyone trying to go to work, trying to give people head for money, handing out their hand, do you?
But
no? So why do these windscreen... why do these windscreen wipers think it's that they can just force their chosen occupation upon us?
It's, you know, Charlie Sheen's got to do something now.
They really are the Mormons of the unemployed, aren't they?
It's exactly what they are.
So Velva, obviously you live your entire life in a daily torment of frustration
and rage.
What do you do? Like, do you when someone washes your windscreen, like when a yoga instructor washes your windscreen while you're listening to a Taylor Swift song on the radio?
Yeah.
Like, do you react? You get the fuck away, or do you say,
no, here's my thing. This is why I have to do the show, because I take it
you
in,
internalize it,
I push it down, and then I vent. And so I'm venting on a stage in front of people.
I just love that image of a windscreen wiper coming up and saying, "G'day, mate, how's your day? I had a really weird dream last night."
You heard Taylor Swift's new song?
I think you should externalise it. I think it's healthy to keep these things down.
Yeah. Well, you know who you sound like? You sound like I saw a therapist last year. Mm-hmm. And this
just for once?
This is exactly what she banged her drum about every week, was that, you know, just vent it.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Seems like I've touched on something then.
You have. Get it off. back at school again.
Hey. That's technically assault.
I think
just because I'm hard doesn't mean it's okay.
Yeah.
The more I
wow, it's just like Christmas at my house.
Special bath time. Dad.
Can we stop with the hey dad talk?
There is great joy in just telling people to fuck off.
It is
there
fun.
Absolutely.
I've started barking at people in queues. Get out of my way.
Actually barking.
still in your leathers from the night before, so it makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. No, you just if someone's in you know, I've started doing when people are walking, what irritates me when people are walking slowly in front of you in the footpath and you don't get through.
Yep.
I used to just grumble just to myself, but now I just clap my hands and go, "Come on, let's go."
Are you Tiffany of the Biggest Loser? What's going on there?
Just externalise it. Just if people are furious,
that's what I did learn, and so I've done it, and I've started my list. Started my list like 2 years ago, and so Comedy Festival is my chance to vent.
Right,
you can vent.
So you're just going to be like just totally like ranting after Comedy Festival, though. You're going to be like, oh, like weight off my shoulders.
Yeah.
If you are listening and you are a Taylor Swift fan or a windscreen washer yoga instructor, Ellen DeGeneres' crippled friend, come on down, share Nate's pain.
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
Your index finger smells like Rupert Everett.
Poofcast.
All right, it's time once again to catch up with our Gen Y spy, Reese Nicholson. How are you, love?
Good, good. How are you guys?
We're good, but you've had a trauma. Are you all right?
There's been a crime wave.
Look out, Sydney. I got mugged. I kind of got my first ever crime happen. Well, like, I've had humanitarian crimes or so.
There have been a couple of fashion crime.
He's committed genocide once.
Yeah. What happened was I was walking home. And like on my street, I live in Newtown, which is usually a pretty kind of safe area.
Yeah.
A lot of lesbians, so.
Well, it depends. If you're allergic to skinny jeans, it's quite dangerous.
Yeah.
But in general, quite safe.
Big rash. Anyway, so these two guys came up to me, and I had headphones and I took them out, and they're like, "Oh, can you do us a favor?" I thought they were asking for directions. No, they were mugging me.
Oh my God, how did they put it? Did they say, "Put your hands up and give us your money"? Or what?
Well, Yeah, oh, well, Peter Everett's gone from Ready, Steady, Cook and is now mugging people on the street.
And they tie him into a railway track.
Oh. Stop playing that piano! And so what did they say?
Well, they said, like, it was the most awkward, casual, weird thing ever. Like, I said, oh, what? Like, you want my phone? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And I said, what? I thought they were kidding. So I said, what's going to happen if I don't? And said,
that's great. You were flirting with the muggers.
My phone is in my back pocket. And then they said, oh, we're probably going to beat you up. And I was like, oh right, okay.
All right.
So, like, I
like the way that there was a little bit of doubt in that. Look, we could either beat you up or we could go have a meal. Yeah. Well, we're not quite sure.
Probably.
But it's so Gen Y, isn't it? We're probably going to beat you up or whatever.
In Generation Y. And I kind of handed over my stuff. But, like, it was this, my new iPhone, right? So I was like, I didn't want to give that away. And so because it was so casual, I thought maybe I could try and barter with them a little bit. I was like, look, I can give you this cash, but that phone, that's my life. I have, 1,100 followers that need to know about this mugging.
Yes!
And then, so anyway, the weird thing was, so they took the phone and stuff, and as they're walking away, one of them just goes, oh, by the way, this isn't a prejudice thing. My cousin Danny's really nice.
Oh, my God. They just wanted to note specifically that, like, sure, I'm a mugger, but I'm not a homophobe.
Yeah.
Are we in such, like, a douchebaggy world now where people are terrified to seem, like, prejudiced?
Yeah.
Even muggers are polite.
Yeah.
Although, did he say anything about you having red hair? Because I think that's probably
maybe that's
more of a
real prejudice
than
was.
The gay thing.
All I could be is walking away just going, how do you feel about the boat people?
That's great. Sure, I'll rip off someone's phone, but I would hate for Kath Devaney to unfollow me.
Exactly.
That is hilarious.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Do you reckon they could have beaten you up? Like, were they huge or were they just, like, kids?
A four-year-old child with cerebral palsy could beat me up.
Okay, so they could definitely have beaten you up.
But it is the thing though, when you're gay, like, I'm terrified of, like, 15-year-olds smoking on the train station. I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna hit me.
Yeah.
I weigh 140 kilos. Yes. And I'm scared of a skinny teenager.
Well, it's because you learn it at high school. You get beaten up so much at high school.
Yeah, it's for true. Being
a faggot. It's like the frightened dogs.
Yeah.
as soon as someone in a surfwear singlet looks at you for too long, you're like, he's gonna put my head in the toilet bowl. He's gonna dack me at the swim carnival. Someone's gonna start shouting, Toby got a stiffy in the change room. It's true, you learn this behaviour.
What happened to you at high school?
I know. Wow, that was quite the rant there, Toby.
It was a long time.
Oh, my God.
But Catholic boys private school, could you tell?
What a surprise.
You could have done all sorts of things to try and get out of that race, because a friend of mine was getting mugged one time, and he got out of it by starting to behave like a monkey. And he said, he was like, ooh, 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 ah! And ended up on the hood of a car, beating the hood of a car, going, and the muggers just backed away slowly.
Oh, wow.
It just exploded their minds.
Yeah.
They just went, what's... I'm asleep.
Yeah.
I'm obviously asleep dreaming about mugging.
Oh, you should have done 10 minutes of stand-up at them. That would have driven them off.
Oh. It was weird, because there's a police station on my street, and so I kind of just wandered down to the police station. It was like 2 in the morning, and I kind of just went, I just got mugged. I don't know. I sold something to someone for nothing.
I either got mugged or really weirdly pyramid sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bartered, but I swapped my phone for a threat.
I swapped my phone for an illusion of urban safety.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so butch.
So the hardest thing about this is, though, how did you tweet about it afterwards?
Oh, I got home and I just went online. It was literally the exact thing that I did. if I could have done it in the police station, I would have.
did you do that thing of phoning your own phone and just saying, you fucking cunts, you've got my fucking phone, I'm going to fucking get the Oakley Wogs to kill you?
Wow, you don't know much about me. No, yeah, we tried to, and then they do kind of answer it for a sec, but you just heard this like, oh, shoot, oh, fuck, and then they kind of, some of the, you don't even know how to use this iPhone. Give it back.
Oh, my God. So they didn't even give you enough time to get the four-year-old with child with cerebral palsy to threaten them.
Well, yeah. Somewhere out there, somewhere in Newtown, there's a common street criminal who's getting huge hits on Grindr right now.
Yeah. Oh, bless. Thank you for sharing your, you know, terrifying story of mugging and
today, tonight.
I know. Who knew it wasn't just cyberbullying going on? It's actual real life bullying happening in the street.
Yeah. Oh my God, so analog.
Wow.
So Y1K.
This is my first Melbourne show. I got robbed, I think.
Reese Nicholson, thank you so much. Big air kisses, darling.
Mwah, mwah. Mwah, mwah.
Bye.
So next week on the Poofcast, Wes Snelling will join us for a very, very in-depth chat about, when no means no. We also have Colin Petrucci next week talking about how to make sure no means no. And, one of us has said no to having sex with Tony Jones from Q&A. I'll let you find out who that is next week on the Poofcast.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.